This is Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell, awakening the world to the power of God's Word. And now here is your host, Dr. William Campbell.
Hi, this is Bill Campbell with Beyond Words Radio, where we make it our ambition to move beyond simply talking about Scripture and thinking about its meaning for our lives to living it out. And there's a group of people that tries to help us do this over the airwaves, through TV and radio, through digital media, the internet, and all the different forms of social media. And a lot of them are gathered at a convention we're going to enter together. This is the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. It happens once a year, and this year it's in Nashville. And you'll come in with me and listen to how people answer the question, is there hope for the media? But think yourself first, is there hope? That is it being taken over by the world and has the Christian lost her or his voice? Is it a place still of influence, or is it a place in which influence will soon be diminished and squashed altogether? You'll be hearing from people of all walks of life, some you know well. We'll go first to George Barna, the well-known pollster. And we'll end up with June Hunt, a well-known author and radio host. We'll talk to many people you may have not heard of in the course of these quick conversations with various ones of all walks of life and from different parts of the world. It should be quite interesting, so enjoy the journey with me. Here we go. Okay, so this is George Barna. George, is there hope for the media?
Well, I guess it depends what you mean by the question. I mean, the media has the most influence of any entities in our culture on what people think and do. So from their perspective, they are the hope of America. If you were to take a more biblical point of view about what's going on in the culture and look at what the media is doing to us, I would say there's not a lot of hope unless we get more Christians trained and active in actually filling media functions. So, you know, if we do that, yeah, there's great hope. I would say that the Christian media that we have today can be doing even more.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm hopeful that that'll happen as well.
Yeah. And one last word about your new book, Churchless. Tell us something about it.
Well, the whole idea is that if you look at what's happening spiritually in America, one of the most amazing trends is to see the rapid growth in the number of unchurched people in America. And so this is a book that interviews thousands and thousands of unchurched people to try to understand what they don't like about church, what might get them to attend a church, where they're at spiritually, where they could be at spiritually, and what some of the opportunities for Christians are in terms of connecting with them and bringing them to the Lord.
Okay, thank you, George. This is Ashley Joseph from India. Ashley, is there hope for the media?
I'm glad to be on air, but I just want to share a little bit about India, like what's happening really. We've been into a tough time, and things are not changing for good. It's going even toward worse, you know, because the government that we have right now, the background of the government, we need to understand what we have right now, what we are facing, you know. So the government, the party is called BJP. That's the political face of what, you know, we have another group, which is a Hindu extremist group called RSS and VHP. So the idea and the agenda, the hidden agenda, is to change entire India into a Hindu nation. You know, earlier they were exist, but they were never able to do anything on that major scale. But now, since the party is in full power, they're able to do it. Now, party on media and everywhere, they're showing that they are secularist. They have nothing to do with religion. They are for everybody. But what's happening at the behind the scene, they're giving freedom to run all these religious, Hindu religious activity, Hindu extremist group, to do anything. Now, one example I would just give, I live in New Delhi, which is the capital city of India. 2 months back, we have one church completely burned down to ashes. Imagine, it's the capital city of India. If that's the situation of the city, I mean, capital city of India, imagine what's happening, what will happen in the coming days. We have never seen. I mean, in my life, I've never seen any political leader or extremist coming on media or news channel, giving bold statements saying that by 2020 we want to change the entire India into a Hindu country. You know, so this is where we are. So we need prayer. Things are getting tougher. Things are getting more challenging. And as a Christian media person, we are trying to seek more option how we can reach in this environment, in this culture, in this time to our people who are still, who have still, you know, not heard about Jesus and living in darkness. Yeah.
Wow. We will keep you in our prayers, and we thank you so much for your ministry. So this is Stephen. Pronounce your last name.
O'Doherty.
Stephen O'Doherty with Hope Media Limited. Stephen, is there hope for the media?
There is hope for the media. When we were looking for a name, for a new name for our radio station in Sydney, the name Hope was the name that God gave us. And that's because His hope is the hope of our nation and indeed of our world, the hope of Jesus Christ. God is blessing media ministries around the world. I'm absolutely committed to that. And there is hope for the media because there must be hope for our world.
Are there others here from Australia?
We have a whole contingent here. We have about 45 people here. We've actually had an exhibition of Australian media here as well. The Christian media sector is alive and well in Sydney and right throughout Australia. And we love being part of this community here at NRB, sharing our faith, sharing the way that God is working through all of us. And His single message is beaming out through all of the new means that He makes available to us, including now the digital age. God's message still goes forth to His world, just in the way it used to when Paul put on his sandals and set off and walked towards Rome.
And Hope Media is focused just in Australia?
Hope Media is Sydney's Christian radio station, and we're licensed to serve the Sydney community. But we serve a worldwide audience now. We know that we have listeners here in the United States, for instance. They write and tell us. They actually donate money to our appeals twice a year. So we, like all of us now, we have the power to talk to virtually anybody in the world.
Fantastic. There is hope. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
I have here Cliff Rosa with Rosa Media Production in Placentia, California. Cliff, is there hope for the media?
Well, Bill, I definitely think there's hope for the media. And just today I was talking, I got to hear and meet Dr. David Platt. And he just the way that he encouraged us to have our arms wide open to everything that God calls us to, and to care about it all. Focus on the part that He's given us, but care about everything that God says He cares about. That opened my heart anew to care. And I as a video producer, you know, I know that's helping to make me think, what can I do to make an impact? I think it impacted a lot of other hearts here at the NRB. So
we get a man with a message, and hope comes out through the media. Thank you so much, Cliff. So this is Tim Hedegaard. Tell us, Tim, who you are and what you do, and is there hope for the media?
Well, this is Tim Hedegaard from virtualsets.com. There is certainly hope for the media, and perhaps the biggest reason is that the equipment is becoming so inexpensive that it reduces those barriers for entry. So it's no longer just the super big players or the ultra wealthy that are able to produce really great high quality content.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Hi, Bob. So what is your answer? Introduce yourself and then tell us if there's hope for the media.
I'm Bob Emery. I'm president of Global Opportunities for Christ and do consulting work for various ministries. If you're talking about the secular media, I don't get a lot of useful information from the secular media, and it takes people with a hunger to find out the truth from other sources and seek those out, and I find that there are a lot of people out there that are informed, but not through the traditional sources. I mean, we're hearing a lot in the world about Islam, and people have fear inbred to them about what's happening in the Muslim world, and there's a lot of barbarism going on, but there's also the largest revival in church history going on in the Muslim world that most people have no clue about and have no access to based on traditional media sources. But according to everything we're hearing from people in the field. There's been more people come to Christ in the last 1,300 years than more people come to Christ in the last 10 years in the Muslim world than the last 1,300 years combined. There's a revival that's going on in Iran that's just house churches are popping up like popcorn all over the place. People are disavowing Islam, looking for answers elsewhere. The issues with ISIS right now are spreading fear and anger. But yet I believe God is going to use this for good and cause this to be one of the biggest evangelistic tools in his hand to discourage people, put doubt in their hearts about Islam, opening up them to new ideas. And I think we're going to see as a result of this a revival in the Muslim world that nobody had anticipated or expected.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, John, I have the question for you. Introduce yourself and then answer this. Is there hope for the media?
Hi, Bill. Thank you. This is John Swafford with the Encouraging Word Broadcast Ministry out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And is there hope for the media? I believe there is. When we look at our world, the media is not friendly to Christianity as a whole. But for broadcast media and Christian media, there's a huge opportunity. People are responding in droves to the gospel. I know in our ministry we're seeing more and more people give their hearts to the Lord through the broadcast. And so is there hope for the media? Yes. But it's not in our power. It's only in the power of the cross as we proclaim the name of Jesus and as we seek to make him great, humble ourselves under his power and build his kingdom and not our own. And that's the only hope that any of us have, is to make his name known above our own.
Thank you, John. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Bill Campbell, and I'm walking through the halls of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I'm asking people, these various broadcasters of all kinds of media, is there hope for the media, implied by the context for the Christian media? What do you think about that question? Compare your thoughts with those who continue to give answers. And I just want to also thank you for tuning in, for helping us to stay on the air, and hopefully to expand our ministry with Beyond Words Radio, because we believe there is great hope for the media, but your support makes all the difference. And right now, we probably reach millions of people as we're up in several big satellite networks and reaching some on the groundless stations and also through podcasts and places like oneplace.com. But we'd like to expand out and reach far more people with the hope that God gives to us. At the end of the program, you will be reminded how you can support by just dialing in to scriptureawakening.com. Thank you and enjoy the rest of this tour with the question always before us about the hope we have.
This is Dr. Michael Youssef, author and great ministry leader. Dr. Youssef, is there hope for the media?
I think that's the only hope right now, because it penetrates walls, it penetrates cultures, it penetrates... I just had a man standing in the line here for the Rosanna book. His father, who was agnostic for so many, 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 many years, he came to the Lord listening to my program, Leading the Way, and then he died a year later.
Wow.
Yeah. So I really believe the media is our next hope as we stay on top of it.
Yeah, and if it gets closed down, do we still have hope?
Oh, absolutely. Our hope is in Christ, of course, ultimately, yes. But he opens these doors.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Youssef.
Yeah, take care, Beth.
I'm speaking now with Kimra Steckbeck. Steckbeck. So, Kimra, is there hope for the media?
Well, I think the answer is what is our responsibility as far as, you know, confronting the media bias, the negative media bias. And our organization, Proclaiming Justice to the Nation, was raised up for such a time as this. We're in close to Purim now. But yes, I think that there is hope by the Christian counterculture media, and that God is raising up some astounding voices in this generation who are articulate and they have a clear and present message. So I think there's hope, but secular media, you know, they're going to believe what they're going to believe, right? And we're rising up in this hour. So yes, I think there's hope.
Thank you, Kimra. Hi, Mark. This is Bill Campbell, Mark Vandermeer. What is your take on this? Is there hope for the media?
Well, I believe there's hope for the media because God has given us opportunity to be co-creators with Him, first of all. And secondly, there's hope because we can bring the Christian worldview, at least in our Western culture here in America. And as we do so, we can then infiltrate and bring the good news of the gospel through how we live, how we do films, how we do media in general, and where God changes lives through relationships.
Mark, what do you do?
I am the director of education at Compass College of Cinematic Arts in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I oversee all the curriculum and also am on the executive team of the college.
So you see the film industry as being a place to impact for Christ?
Absolutely. The film industry is ripe for the harvest, as they say, and opportunity to bring Jesus Christ in relationships that we build, for example, at NBC, Paramount, and also other production companies. But also, we prepare students to be in the Christian market as well.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Okay, I have two recent student graduates from Lee University here at the convention. And I'll first talk to Nate. Nate, what do you think? Is there hope for the media?
I think there's definitely hope for the media. I think that, I mean, media has been around for hundreds of years, whether it's digital media or print media or whatever. I think the biggest issue in today is that the secular media keeps getting more secular and the Christian media keeps getting more separate from the rest of the world's media, and there's this gap that's forming and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I think that if we as Christians want our media to reach the world, there needs to be a balance. And I think that the only way to do that is to bridge the gap and find a common ground with the secular media.
That's very insightful. John, what do you think? This is John Morris. Is there hope for the media?
I think there's definitely hope for the media. I think, especially in the Christian industry, we tend to villainize it too much. We call it left-wing, we call it too biased, and I definitely think that we have more opportunities than we probably think that we do. I think that there are many Christian media opportunities, especially now with social media. There are so many ways to tweet out our messages. I think our generation, the generation of millennials, is really going to not necessarily have a challenge, but have the wonderful opportunity to bridge the gap, I guess, between Christian media and secular media, because I feel like we see it as media, and we see it in a general term of media, but we have the ability to see that it is in fact media and how we can use it to get our message out there in an effective and a relevant and in a successful way.
Okay, John, Nate, thank you very much. All right, now I bumped into Michael Austin. He's been on our Beyond Words radio program before and here with thousands of people at the NRB. I asked him the question, Michael, is there hope for the media?
Oh, yes, there is definitely hope for media, but more importantly, do we have hope without the media? Because here we are in the citadel of media people, and the amazing thing is that how do you get the message out without the media? I spoke recently to a group about the importance of the press and the media, and in countries that do not have a free press, persecution is rampant. It's only in those societies and cultures that have an open, free press and a vibrant media where people can be informed about what is really important in life.
Wow. Thank you, Michael. Okay, now I'm interviewing Cameron Horner. He has a radio program, and he's based in Hot River, North Carolina. Cameron, is there hope for the media?
You know, I would say there definitely is. Our hope, obviously, is rooted in the gospel, but part of that plays out in the media because what better way to get the story out than through the media? And I think one of the biggest ways that God has shown me this is that, you know, I had a diving accident 3 years ago, and I broke my neck, and I'm in a wheelchair, and I share the story of hope that we have even in the midst of hard things, you know, around at churches and schools and different places. But one of the ways that the Lord has allowed me to do that recently is through radio and media itself. And while, you know, I one of my board of directors says that he can go to a church every week for the rest of his life and speak to a good-sized congregation each week and never hit the amount of people that you can hit on one radio interview that just one day a week with the gospel. So there is hope, and God says share the hope, and media is a great way to do it.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cameron. So I'm talking now to James Banks. We've had him on the radio program. He's an author of many books, including Prayers for Prodigals, which we featured when he was on last. James, is there hope for the media?
You know, as I've been wandering around this convention, I've been thinking about Jesus coming in and turning over a few tables here and there, Bill. And I, you know, that question has also churned and turned on my own heart as I think, is there hope? Yes. Yes, there is hope if what we are about is the work of the Spirit. And if we turn from self and seek to say, oh, it's so much more about, you know, my ministry, my little kingdom, my book, whatever else the case may be, and come into that place of Father, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? How can I serve you in this? Then God does some amazing things. And the hope then is that we want to work in His strength and not our own. I love what one writer said. God knows the difference between the uplifted sails of prayer and the outboard motor of human effort.
That's excellent. So,
that's where I want to be. I don't want to be puttered around. I want to be on the ship that's moving with the Spirit. So,
thank you, James. Okay, so we have Roy with us with Trans World Radio. Roy, is there hope for the media?
I think there is. Globally, there's great hope for the media. When you consider how important radio is and how important it's been in the United States for years, on a global level, even more so, media opens up doors that feet can't open up. Sometimes we can't get into certain countries, but through media, through new media, which is the internet, through iPads and laptops and smartphones, along with radio around the world, media is an all-time high globally. Here in the United States, just yesterday, we found out that radio itself is still 89% of the people expect radio to be a source of information, especially in their cars. So they're still listening, they're still wanting information, whether it be Christian music, whether it be Christian programming, teaching, or pastoring. They want it. It's there. Is there still hope? I think until the Lord tarries and comes back, yes, I think there's great hope.
It's amazing, isn't it, with all the growth of digital technology and social media, that radio and TV is remaining strong, and they predict it will continue that way. So tell us a little more about Trans World Radio and how you use the media.
Well, Trans World Radio has been around about 60 years, and we're a global ministry. We broadcast into 160 countries and 230 languages. We translate and produce programs for most of all the large ministries around the country and around the world, from Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee to Ravi Zacharias to Leading the Way with Michael Youssef and many, many more. I could give you a litany of ministries, as well as churches. So we provide content, whether it's through radio broadcast into unreached people groups in Thailand to China, and also with media platforms, the new media platforms such as the internet, with taking into consideration that in countries like Nigeria, where there are no landlines, 20 million people use smartphones, and so we've provided information, the gospel, on SIM cards, which we push right to their phones so they can hear the gospel. It's an amazing technology. In some parts of the world, people consume information differently. Sometimes they're very illiterate, so they need radio, and they need new media opportunities to be able to hear and see and feel the gospel. And that's what we do globally.
Roy, as you speak of globally, what percentage of the world is yet able to access radio, either because there are no transmitters locally or people don't have gadgets like phones and radio receivers?
Well, the amazing thing is more and more places that you would otherwise think would not have, they're getting these devices. They're getting smartphones. They're getting tablets. Just recently, I was working with a church who was going into northwest Thailand to an unreached people group. They wanted to find out how they consume information. They're illiterate. 90% of the people cannot read or write. But yet they have smartphones, and yet they have tablets. So we know that there's an opportunity to reach these folks in areas that just 10, 12 years ago was virtually impossible to reach with the gospel. Today, the opportunity is on the horizon. We're providing the technology. We're providing opportunities for content to be provided in areas that otherwise, probably 95% of the world has some access to some type of media today. It just blows my mind how available the gospel is. It's a short time. It's a short time coming, and I believe that, God will return soon. Soon in my eyes, or your eyes, may be 5 years, and some people may be 20, but he's coming back, and we think we're having a hand in that.
One last practical question. If listeners want to get involved with Transworld Radio, they want to support, they want to engage, do something practical to help, any suggestions for them?
Yes, they can always go online to twr.org, which is our home site, and they can donate from there if they'd like to. They can also, if they want to get some content, whether it's sermons on video or audio or even printed materials, they can do that by accessing a site that we have called twr360.org. It's in about 40 languages. It's continuing to grow with ministries and churches. About 70 ministries and churches are currently online with us. You won't see a whole bunch of advertising. It's just there as a resource for the end user, whether they're in China, whether they're in Brazil, or whether they're in the United States. It doesn't matter. In their heart language, they can get the gospel message in some form using twr360.org.
Thank you, Roy.
This is Daniel Lundstedt from Vancouver, Washington. Daniel, is there hope for the media?
Yes, but only in Jesus Christ, because only through the preaching of his word and just the teaching to build us up, you know, and just the sharing of the gospel, you know, that's really the only hope for the media, you know. That's the hope for the media right there.
That's probably the best answer for the whole weekend. And you're just 16, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Now, I guess your dad is doing a little bit with the media?
Yes, he has a radio show where he just does his, he's a pastor, and he just does his sermons in parts. It's called Equipping the Saints. It's on a weekly, it's a daily broadcast on several different cities across the U.S.
Thank you, Daniel.
Oh.
So we have June Hunt with us. She has been a writer of many, many books, has had great influence through the years on many people. She has Hope for the Heart, one of her radio programs. June, is there hope for the media?
Well, the Bible says anyone who is among the living has hope. So, since the media involves people, that means, yes, God knows that he can use anyone who's willing to submit his or her will to the will of the Lord. I think the issue is to realize we've got to be biblically centered so that we rightly divide the word of truth, and we just need wisdom.
Thank you, June.
This has been Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell. Beyond Words is a ministry of Scripture Awakening. And if you'd like to help support this ministry, or if you would like to know more about Beyond Words, visit us on our website at scriptureawakening.com.